Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows, usually at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. You can also go to the NPR shop, where you can get a copy of the double CD, Best of Not My Job. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Garth from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Garth, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm sure being named Garth had a major change in terms of your experience with it.
It certainly did during the Star Wars years. It was a little painful.
I can understand. Oh yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I was thinking about
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Well, yeah, that came a little later.
Really, you've just suffered.
I've sort of been pummeled all along.
I'm so sorry.
You know, Garth, if you're British, you should just move. It's really quite normal over there.
Oh really?
Yes. It's an old ancient English name.
Same thing happened to my friend Gandalf.
Garth, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We will say your name with a straight face. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, right now, we'll read three more quotes from this week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain just two of them. If you do so, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
My kitty Hoo-Ha had that experience.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here's your first quote.
I can't possibly recall all the stuff I think is important, let alone other stuff that I don't think is as important.
That was somebody who's on trial in Washington this week. He was explaining how he just happened to tell a grand jury and some FBI agents stuff that wasn't, well, true. Who are we talking about?
Oh, well, that's got to be Scooter Libby.
It is! Scooter Libby. The ins and outs of Mr. Libby's trial with its outed CIA agents and yellow cake from Africa and Vice President Cheney strangling senior aides with just a gesture of his gloved fingers. Well, it's all pretty complicated. Let's just boil it down for you. Louis Libby, known to everybody as Scooter, had better start looking for a more butch nickname before he goes to prison. All right, very good, Garth. Here is your next quote.
For a lady who stands in the first ranks of the party of the people, she sure eats pretty high on the hog.
That was the New York Post joining the ranks of conservatives who are attacking someone for supposedly demanding the use of a private jet at taxpayer expense. Who?
That would be the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
Trouble with a capital T that rhymes with P and that stands for plane. Dennis Hastert, back when he was Speaker, got the use of a military plane to fly home to his district, a small commuter jet. Yeah. Ms. Pelosi gets the same privilege, but someone in her office inquired about getting a bigger plane. Republicans spent the week attacking her for her supposed addiction to luxury, but her office said she needed a bigger plane just to get to California, her home, without refueling. Republicans scoffed. They said that any plane that could get Dennis Hastert off the ground had more than enough power.
It's a persuasive argument.
I think so.
If she were to wear diapers, she might not need to stop as often.
That's a solution that everybody can get behind. That's great.
It's just a matter of networking our ideas, really.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Here is your last quote, Garth.
They're trying to hide his dirty little secret. He is, I get this, a cigarette smoker. The point is, what else do we not know about him?
That was Fox News anchor John Gibson trying his darndest to turn a presidential candidate's much-discussed love of Marlboro Reds into, well, a scandal. Who are we talking about?
Wow, I'm not sure about that one. A presidential candidate, that could be just about anybody.
It's true, in fact. Pick up a phone book, open it up, pick a name. I'll give you a hint, it is a little tough. According to Fox, he first picked up the dirty habit of smoking cigarettes at the madrasa he attended when he was a kid in Indonesia.
Barack Obama.
Very good, Barack Obama. As far as dirty little secrets for politicians go, an occasional cigarette isn't so bad. As we discussed, here in the Bay Area, you'd have to be smoking black tar heroin out of pipes made of puppy skulls before anyone complained.
Just to put a dent in your approval rating.
I know. In fact, in some circles, that would be preferable to tobacco, I'm sure.
Well, it's actually better for you.
No, it's true. Nonetheless, to forestall any scandal, Senator Obama, Democrat from the land of magical wishes come true, says he will quit as he starts his presidential campaign. It's true. It's ironic, of course, because that's just when you do something stressful, like running for president, that you really, really want a cigarette. Carl, how did Garth do in our quiz?
He was perfect, Peter. Garth had 3 correct answers, so Garth, you win our prize.
Very good.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Very good. Congratulations, Garth.